Before Paul became Paul, his name was Saul. And originally, you read of him as Saul of Tarsus. They changed his name to Paul. But Paul completed his race in a wonderful way. See, in 2 Timothy, because he was careful about these things that he says in 2 Timothy in chapter 4 and verse 7, the middle, I have finished my race. I finished my race. And now verse 8, I'm going to get a crown. Now, he was not perfect, but as soon as he did something wrong, he set it right immediately. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I kept the faith. And so, and remember this, this is a man who wasted 30 years of his life committing terrible sins like imprisoning Christians and murdering some Christians, as far as we know. A man who was eager to kill Christians for 30 years of his life, got radically converted and finished the race. Now, some of us may think, oh, I wasted so many years of my life. How can I finish the race with great joy? Yeah, think of Paul. That was not God's plan for him, that 30 years of his life he should be against Christianity and fighting with Christians. No, he missed out on God's will for 30 years. And some of you may have missed out on God's will for many years. And at the end of your life, can you say, I finished the race? If Paul can say it, why can't you and I? And you may say, how is that possible? I'll tell you how. Because God knew that this man Paul would not come to Christ till he was around 30. Or he wouldn't take the Christian life seriously till then. And God knows with some of you that you're not going to take the Christian life seriously till a certain point in your life. Okay, God says, I overlook. I don't look at those previous years. Forget them. I blotted them out. You can still run from where you are today and win the prize. That's the encouragement in the Christian life. You don't have to say, oh Lord, I've wasted so many years of my life. Never mind. Start today. And Paul is a great example. And you can also get the crown in the final day. So when Paul says there's a crown laid up for me, remember, he died when he was 67, but for 30 years he was going the wrong way. Not just that he was not a Christian, he was killing Christians, putting them in jail. He was dead against Christ. And still he got a crown at the end. That shows us, even though we have wasted many years, you can still get the crown of righteousness and sit on the throne. You take it radically from now and say, Lord, I'm one is serious about running this race. And in 1 Corinthians 9, I told you that chapter 10 should begin there, 9 verse 24. Because it goes on to say, let me give you the example, he says in chapter 10, of people who, 1 Corinthians 10, who were baptized. They came under the cloud, that means it's a picture of the Holy Spirit. They ate the same spiritual food, picture of reading God's word. They drank the same spiritual drink, chapter 10 verse 4, picture of the Holy Spirit. It's a picture of a Christian saved from sin, baptized in water, verse 2. Reading God's word, verse 3. Filled with the Holy Spirit, verse 4. But, verse 5, God is not pleased with them. They had all these experiences, but they backslid after receiving all this, and God punished them. Will that happen to us? Verse 5. Verse 6, these things happened to them as an example for us who are running the race today, that we should not crave for the evil things they crave for. And don't act immorally in an impure way sexually, verse 8, as some of them did, and 23,000 people were killed in one day. Don't tempt the Lord by playing the fool and saying, it doesn't matter if I sin, I can always ask God to forgive me. Don't grumble, verse 10, like some of them grumbled and were destroyed. And these things all happened to them as an example written for our instruction. Therefore, verse 12, if anyone thinks that he's going to run the race perfectly, take heed. If you're careful about all these things, you will run the race perfectly. But otherwise, be careful that you don't fall. And as a comfort, he says in verse 13, a great verse, God will never allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. That's like saying a teacher in a school will not give a 10th standard paper to a 3rd standard student. That's understood. He won't even give a 4th standard paper to a 3rd standard student. A 3rd standard student will only get 3rd standard question paper. His elder brother who's in 6th standard will get a 6th standard question paper. God will not allow you to get a test which is beyond your ability. It's a great encouragement to me. I find God tests me today in areas where He never tested me 10 years ago. In the early days of my Christian life, I was tested and tempted in small, small things. It's exactly like going to kindergarten, then you go to first standard and second standard. My dear brothers and sisters, are you progressing? Just like you want your children to progress from one class to another, God wants you to progress. Don't fall by the wayside. You know how some people drop out of school in fourth standard, and some of the villages and all is like that. They say, we don't want to study anymore. They drop out of school in fourth standard. Don't be a dropout in the Christian life.